从贸易谈判到用实惠的价格买一架好车，能够使你如愿以偿的关键是谈判的艺术。这个其实是一项来之不易的技能。研究参与者约瑟夫·金德森去土耳其旅行的时候想买嘢。
I didn't realize that everything was going to have to be a negotiation.
他说他当时不知道每件事都必须经过谈判，但是电脑可能会有所帮助。
That doesn't seem fair though.
It doesn't. Well,
not really.
I guess we can't come to no agreement then.
You and I may negotiate, you get a better deal.With me, I'm using one strategy, but if you don't fully understand why that was successful,
但係呢個似乎唔公平。人聲就話唔合理咩？電腦聲話唔係。人聲話我諗咁樣，我哋就達唔成交易啦。南加州大學曼紐爾約翰遜話：你同我可以談判，你可以用一種策略同我達成更好嘅交易。但係如果你唔完全明白成功嘅原因，当你同另一个人谈判的时候，可能就行不通了。电脑科学家曼纽尔·约翰逊说，人工智能通过数学模型可以教授用户怎样成为一个擅长交易的人。人工智能可以知道你的对手想要什么，然后从高报价开始谈判。在这个模拟的实验中，这些真实的人和虚拟的人正在尝试瓜分在储存柜之中发现的物品。
No.That's not going to work for me.
All right, so then what would work for you?
电脑声话，唔系，这个对我唔合适。人声话，好啦，咁样乜嘢对你合适呢？
And from that negotiation, you have a log of their interaction. We can then take that log and do a lot of interesting things. We understand what type of offers you're making.
曼纽尔·约翰逊话，从嗰一次嘅谈判中，你得到咗佢哋互动嘅记录。佢哋攞呢一个嘅记录做咗好多有趣嘅事情。他们可以了解你们提供的报价，以及你们都问了怎样的问题。
Can't. It wouldn't make any sense for me to leave with any less than two of the chairs.
It's the same for me.
人声说，带着少于两张凳离开没什么意义。电脑声说，不是，对我来说是一样的。人工智能可以提供个性化的反馈。金德森在第一次尝试时并没有与虚拟人达成一致，但是在收到反馈后，
I switched my tactic the second time.
他说他们第二次改变了策略，他和虚拟人得以就瓜分物品达成了协议。跟着下来是什么？研究人员想要探索谈判之中更微妙的方面，比如肢体语言，这个可能会影响到你的买车价格。美国之音记者李艾琳，洛杉矶报道。